نحن نحمل صلاتكم شبه الصليب على رسالتين واتبعهم يسألون أيها الذين ما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري يسر أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. الحمد لله بإذن الله سبحانه وتعالى and this ability, mashallah, that we can be here and sit in these durus of the learning of Masail and Fiqh. And I hope that, inshallah, by the end of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all our sins and turns all our sins into good deeds, inshallah ta'ala. So we are discussing the Masail of Nikah, and we are talking about one issue, which is that it was mentioned in the books of Fiqh that when it comes to the topic of Nikah, from part of kafa'a, from part of compatibility, is that the Arabs will marry the Arabs, and it's not recommended for the non-Arabs to marry the Arab. And they mentioned the books of fiqh, and I mentioned last week, which I'll touch on it a little bit more, inshallah, and then we'll move forward. Just I wanted to explain about, first of all, like just the marriages that we have between cultures. And generally what happens is, especially living in America, it's very difficult to find someone from your home. Because why? Because our communities are so scattered. And when you're back home, everyone is from Bangladesh, so it's all easy to marry Bengali. Right, but they're from in America. What happens? There are societies and people are mixing with one another, and then the challenge comes that you might not find someone who's from that, right? But they might have everything else which the boxer are checked off. He, mashallah, has a good job, good career, good looking guy, too, as well. But what's his only guna? He's not Bengali, and what's his only sin? That he's not Bangladeshi, right? This is our trouble, and this type of challenge happens when, you know, because of the society that we live in. We make our kids mix with non-Muslim girls, and then he falls in love with a girl, right? And then the community, right? And then she comes off as, like, you know, she wants to accept Islam, she'll convert to Islam, etc., right? This type of stuff happens. And you have to understand, if you send your kids to high school and college, these conversations you must have with them about relationships, about not engaging with non-mahrams, those who are not from your family. If you don't have these conversations, what happens? The kid will find some Rebecca, some Fatima, some Sumaya, whatever it might be. He'll find a girl. And whoever, she's Muslim, non-Muslim, his heart is connected to her. Now he cannot survive without her, right? And this is the sadness about the relationship that they say, that I marry a Christian or a Jew, and I don't mean to offend anyone who has this type of relationship, but this is the sadness that we have, that we think it's acceptable that my wife, at the end, when she goes to meet Allah, she can go to Jahannam, and I can go to Jannah at the end. Do you understand? When you marry a Christian or a Jewish lady, what happens, right? People say because Sharia allowed it. The tragedy that happens at the end is what? Ultimately, you will go to Jannah, she'll go to the hellfire. Right, that's why Allah that finished the ayah about marrying from the Ahlul Kitab. وَمَا يَكْفُرْ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ حَمِنَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Whoever disbelieves in Allah, all the actions are invalid and they're from the losers on the Day of Judgment. May Allah save us from this. This is a challenge. You're living here. You must be aware of this challenge. Okay? Now, this books of fiqh mention the Arabs marry Arabs because why? Generally, a sister who is Arab, she needs a man who's a bit more dominant. I don't mean to violate you, Desi brothers. Okay? But we're a little bit more soft than it needs to be required. Okay, so then she has a certain, her natural characteristic is the husband has to be a little bit stronger, firmer on her, so that way, inshallah, she can respect her husband more. Okay, when she finds a little bit of the softness of this guy who's a romantic guy with the candles and the roses and the flowers and the tandoori chicken and all these things, it's like, yeah, this man is, you know, I can mention one of the things that they mentioned right in the books. The mother would teach the daughter when about to be married. Wallahi, this is mentioned in Kitab, actually, the Kitab. He said, when you first get married, go test your husband. Right? She said, take the test from him, right? So that go ride his horse and move it around wherever you want, right? And he said, then check if he does anything. If he doesn't do anything, then go into his house and spend some of his money and see if he does anything, right? They said, then take his shield for war and cut meat in there and see if he does anything. If not, she said, you can put the saddle on him and you can ride him wherever you want. SubhanAllah. This is the sabak they're getting. Now the guy, my brother, Laddu Paddu guy, right? Simple Desi brother, Indian brother. He marries a girl from, like, you know, he thinks, oh, mashallah, she's from Libya, Syria, whatever. And then what happens? He finds some issues at home. Now she's not as manageable as he thought he was, right? Because every woman at the end of the day, she's a sister at the end of the day, right? You fell in love. You know, mashallah, this honeymoon phase pays much faster when you do the honeymoon phase before the nikah. You know, after nikah, it's like, oh my God, this is a completely different experience. So, but I want you to understand, This happens. This is why the books of fiqh mention these things. I don't want to say that whatever the ulama mentioned is wrong. Rather, they have a place for it. Having said that, because you grew up in American culture, what is your culture now? Is it Pakistani, Bangladeshi? It is not. It is American. Okay? It's a completely different society. They're so comfortable eating outside. Every other day, I get this code sent in my friends group of the WhatsApp, 20% off Grubhub. 20% Grubhub. I'm like, I never use Grubhub. How many times you guys use Grubhub? Okay, Masha, you guys are still too young. We never. This is not from Uber Eats or Grubhub. All this, they have a very normal habit of ordering food from outside. This works for them. Okay, I don't understand it because I just didn't grow up in that environment generation. There's a whole generation that's like this. The girl who's an Arab girl, she grows up like an American girl. The boy who's a Muslim Pakistani boy grows up like an American boy. That's all that happens. So now I just want you to know, inshallah, when you see this come before you, as reasonable parents, right? That subhanAllah, all the boxes are checked out. Deen, mizaj, khuluq, akhlaq, all the things are checked out. The only sin left is Bangladeshi. Oh, he's not there. What do you and I do? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. All right. And then we make up the most crazy excuses in the world. May Allah forgive us. If he was from an African country, we'd be even worse. May Allah forgive us. Ajib people we are. And I mentioned this very boldly and strongly for our Muslim community, for everyone, inshallah. We have to remove this type of feeling from our heart. If you see a hundred, everyone's been checked off, then boss, you marry them, inshallah. You try your best to do it. Rasulullah said, if you see someone who impresses you, hadith of Tirmidhi, authentic hadith, if you see a boy who impresses you with their deen and their khuluq, then you should marry them. Illam takun, if you don't, illam taf'al, takun fitnatun fil ardi wa fasadun alim. If you don't do so, Rasulullah said, there'll be major fitna in the world and vast corruption will happen because of it. So if you see it, inshallah, don't worry, don't matter too much. And then now the flip. Okay, I talk to parents, I talk to my beloved children, okay? What would my mom like to see at home? Where did she grow up? Bangladesh. What was she speaking? Bengali, okay? She spoke Bangla. Wouldn't she, when she gets her daughter-in-law home, wouldn't she like to speak in her own mother tongue, right? Would that be the worst sin in the world that, you know, I found a girl that is from my area that my mom could talk to? Is that a bad thing? Is that guna kabira? Is it haram? It's good. So inshallah, when you try, first and foremost, abstain from all this stuff and say, Ya Allah, I'm going to try my best, inshallah, to find a girl that is suitable for my parents, inshallah ta'ala. Because why? Because at the end of the day, you don't marry just the girl, you marry the family. And she's not married into your family. Now imagine, subhanAllah, your mother doesn't know like that good English, and now she has to deal with a daughter-in-law that doesn't speak your language. Already they don't like each other. Because you know how in-laws are, daughter-in-laws and mother-in-laws, just the natural fitratan. They say Hawa alayhi salam was very blessed, she didn't have a mother-in-law, you know. This type of situation, you can laugh, inshallah. We'll laugh, it's fine. He always goes after the Quran. Can you see this? How you know shaitan is behind it? In no other kitab, he'll look for the Quran. This is what he has to look for. Look, the in-law relationship is always very, very bitter. But the fact that you can speak the language and have a conversation on that helps to become more aram and tanda, inshallah. It makes it cool and relaxed, inshallah. So inshallah, as you guys are looking for nikah and things like that, and you should tell them that, as you tell your kids, that it'd be nice, inshallah, if we had everyone who spoke Urdu at home or Bangla at home. Because why? Because we made a whole society generation that doesn't know their mother tongue anymore. Okay? And what is one of the most principal things about Islam? We like language. We teach Arabic for a reason, right? We teach Urdu for a reason. We teach Bangla for a reason. So our kids can at least talk to their grandparents. What happens when they don't have connection to the grandparents? They lose all culture. And then when they come to this country now, all the culture is now George Bush and Donald Trump. May Allah protect us, inshallah. And I apologize again if I offended anyone, but if I did offend, it was within reason. Because we need to understand that these topics are very much against, we are ourselves, our mukhalif, we're against the deen in these things. We have to be correct, inshallah. And I ask, may dua to Allah, that whatever our kids are married with, that they are happy, inshallah, we're happy with, inshallah. And the grant is happiness and afi, inshallah. Allah is that we can benefit, get the barakah and the khayr from our nikahs, inshallah.